De bani jil as bevaili am ker falchayu das a chleir sio, shachle. She Fiona McArdle mish. I'm Fiona McArdle and I'd like to welcome you to Shachle. In this edition of Shachle, on sa chleir an chiut sio, Bay Fay and Ellen, the island's wildlife. And this coming week there's an opportunity to explore a whole range of aspects of the island and its flora and fauna, as Manx National Heritage, the Manx Wildlife Trust and UNESCO Biosphere Isle of Man come together to celebrate Manx Wildlife Week. This evening, Thursday the 25th of April at 7:45, you can go along to St Catherine's Church in Port Erin and enjoy the music of the Manx Saxophone Ensemble. It's free admission and there will be a retiring collection. You can hear something about the Port Erin area tomorrow evening, Friday the 26th, but the event itself will be taking place in the Lecture Theatre at St Ninian's High School in Douglas, as the Isle of Man Victorian Society welcomes Peter Geddes, MBE, with an illustrated talk that he calls Deep Inside Bradder Minds. Access for both vehicles and pedestrians is from Somerset Road, and the talk starts at 8 o'clock. Non-members are very welcome and admission is £2, but free for members of the Isle of Man Victorian Society. There will be light refreshments following the talk. And starting on Saturday the 27th of April, it'll be the Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival, the Guild, being held at the Villa Marina. There'll be 8 days of competition in dance, singing, music and drama, with ballet and modern dance, junior and adult choirs, brass bands, songs from the musicals, and even stand-up comedy. The festival includes 4 new classes this year, a piano ensemble class for up to 8 hands on the piano, an open class for a newcomer in any genre to, as the title of the class says, have a go, a Little Stars class for reception-age performers, and a class for solo modern dance, and that's divided into 3 age groups. Day tickets are £5 and a season ticket is available for £35.
As son Gilgern Rie, fodham in stew, the Welsh Lai Coreb Cumul e Colortasach sa tai ben os put ninja, dach fast a beg to dine. Ma bavaliat gul shach uns caben a weinster, mush lie urlug shach ne hawk at a clag. Be peach en yach en shen, Gilger en shen de lotrish se gilg, maar so te treish cumul sus se gilg en shen de rail jacks en ach shen. Maar so shen faster beg jardine se tie ben ons put ninja.
Nahirten on shachle, tashinjikan etachaten on shanachus, Domenic tre heil your no clow, no dalia j leblina. Mertushin fagan melina, de heed blain lug dan RNLI, curte bun. Ea de heed blaina de henna, ans harky jeg as cares feed, jeekan doin de ve father er de henna. Och ta shanachas nan elin heen, gola rash ans eish craig oliach, as te jeekan doin de rowi egadera heat, er perchin grunt namara, as a kirtela vi perchin rain slagen. Na purge fesach. Tia ve kathit as ken yegat, mer hai as skocha asul, ons nahation tagola kunta ons biljunen de vlinten. Ir red tan elen nish, ta kachle en ave ons korum namara. Kid the rau vi purge ert for the smoo, va able de vecha bayen vura, mer an fiei moor ons tight hashti vanen nish. Treva corum namar a gas na surger, harau da chulu kenna j blechen as bayen, able to hit us an ellen. Ne ye, lesh an ass ons blen as bayen, vush fine a crunia nish, ta pert de ve fei roshn an ellen ere gerit. Min kangaruin ons na curian, nor some player, nil os rien, mer balsam himalayach, as not weeks chapenach. This Saturday, the 27th of April, sees the start of Manx Wildlife Week 2024 and running through to Saturday, the 4th of May. Let's get an overview. And first, Manx National Heritage's Curator of Natural History, Laura McCoy, explains how and why the event was started.
Wildlife Week was thought up in 2017 and then started in 2018 as a way to launch the NBN Atlas Isle of Man. So the NBN Atlas is this massive repository of biological data, and it's free to access by the public. And it was a real milestone that the Isle of Man became a partner in this, because we have masses of biological data which conservation and governmental bodies had sort of gathered together over the years. And it was it's really useful for research and learning about our environment and being able to measure change over time. And the fact that also it's publicly available, so anybody can have a look at it just if they're interested. If they go, oh, I want to know where basking sharks have occurred over the last 100 years or 50 years, you know, I can see where they've been around the Isle of Man, and then maybe I can go and have a look at them or have a look at numbers. Has recording of things gone up or down? You know, it's a really amazing resource, and we got onto that bandwagon and got our own site, so that was fantastic. But we thought that launching a website is a bit boring. We thought, yeah, not many people are going to be particularly excited about that. But we thought that we can get lots of people excited about wildlife and biodiversity and just kind of connecting to nature, because I think the more that you connect to something, the more you love it, and then the more you want to look after it. So we put the call out to all of the NGOs and people that are interested in wildlife and monitoring our environment and said, you know, we'd love to be a platform to help you promote what you do. And, you know, perhaps especially if somebody's like a one-man band, they might not normally do that kind of outreach stuff as often because they maybe don't have the facility or don't know how to go about it. And the fact that we'd say, well, we can do some of that work for you and we'll help launch you and promote you. And maybe you can get some people interested in what you do, and that will then grow. And also as well, sort of connecting with each other, you know, all of our organisations, we do work closely with each other and coordinate things, but also to just have a time of the year where we all get together and say, yeah, let's do a big splash and do something, you know, lovely that we can, and encourage people to have fun and love nature. So that's why we're really grateful for Manx Wildlife Trust and UNESCO Biosphere, because they're always really strong partners for this. You know, they've always offered up some fantastic events, and so yeah, we're really lucky.
The Curator of Natural History to Manx National Heritage, Laura McCoy. Lucy Chapman of the Manx Wildlife Trust tells us something about who's involved with the event.
We've offered up I think it's six or seven events to the schedule, but there's lots of other conservation charities and groups, and as Laura said, individuals who have come on board as well. So we've got events that range from having a look around some of our reserves, around our nature discovery centres. So we've got a Nature Rocks event for families down at Scarlet. That's run by our volunteers at the Scarlet Nature Discovery Centre. And then we've got some events that are run by groups that we've been working with through our Team Wilder project, which aims to connect with the community, which are focused around mindfulness. We've got a Mindfulness with the Dawn Chorus event that starts at 5 a.m, which isn't one I'm going to be at, but one of my colleagues is. And then we've also, something that I'm quite excited about, we've got a couple of events that focus on gardening. So something that I do in my Team Wilder work is talk to people about what they love about wildlife, and often that starts in the garden, and that can be on a tiny window box outside an apartment or a big garden. And we've got a couple of open garden events happening. We've got a wildlife gardening course starting soon, which is a 10-week course. We're finding that people more and more want to work out how they can bring more wildlife into their own garden, so it's really part of their everyday life.
Lucy Chapman of the Manx Wildlife Trust, for whom she's the coordinator of Team Wilder, a project to bring nature closer to people. In 2016, the island became recognised as UNESCO Biosphere Isle of Man, and Jo Overty is the project officer. She tells us here how that links in to Manx Wildlife Week.
Our involvement in Manx Wildlife Week is twofold, really. We have a responsibility to connect people up with nature and to link people into how their actions and behaviours can improve the lot of nature or have a negative effect. But also, and equally importantly, I think, to connect people up for enjoyment and engagement reasons, so that they appreciate the nature and wildlife we have on our doorstep, want to look after it, take action for it, care for it, and enjoy it, and enjoy life in the Isle of Man.
The project officer for UNESCO Biosphere Isle of Man, Jo Overty. You can find the programme for Manx Wildlife Week on the Manx National Heritage website, and you'll find that some of the events will need to be booked. In fact, a couple of them are fully booked already. There are also charges for some of the events, but many of them are free, though donations would be gratefully accepted by the organising body.
The full list of what's on during Manx Wildlife Week is available by going online to manxnationalheritage.im/what's-on. Manx National Heritage is all one word, and there's no inverted comma in what's, it's just WHATS. So that's manxnationalheritage.im/what's-on. As I say, that gives the full list, but as Fiona mentioned, some of them are in fact already fully booked, so do look that out, and some of them have charges, but many of them are free.
Now we'll join Hannah Phillips, the Community Ranger for the Manx Wildlife Trust.
We've got a lot of exciting events coming up, some organised by Manx Wildlife Trust and some also organised by the community groups and volunteers that I support.
So let's have a look at the Manx Wildlife Trust events.
A couple of the events that we are helping to support are led by our volunteers and community groups. So the first one is taking place on Sunday, the 28th of April. So in the morning, first thing in the morning at 5 a.m, we have a fabulous dawn chorus event, and that's taking place at Blaffold Church, and that's being organised by the Friends of Blaffold Church, which is a community group that we help support. They're doing brilliant things to sort of protect the wildlife in their churchyard. And they've organised a dawn chorus mindfulness event. So they have Alex King with them, who is the youth rep for the British Trust of Ornithology on the Isle of Man, and she's going to be talking about the birds that are present. And then there's also going to be Lucy Munro, who's leading a mindfulness session. So it is early, it is 5 a.m, but I think it will definitely be worth it. And there'll be breakfast wraps and hot drinks and things that we can all enjoy together. As well as that, on Sunday the 28th, so you can start your day with a bit of dawn chorus, and then our Northern supporter group have organised Wildlife in Watercolour, which is taking place from 11 till 1. It's a 2-hour workshop with Steve Wilkinson, and it's all about learning watercolour techniques and being inspired by the amazing wildlife that's up at the Ayres, as it's taking place at the Ayres Nature Discovery Centre. So those are the ones that we have on the first weekend of Manx Wildlife Week.
For the Wildlife in Watercolour workshop, what will people need to bring with them for that?
So you will have to bring your own artist materials, they won't be supplied, and also if you bring your own refreshments, then that would be great. There is a portaloo up at the Ayres Nature Discovery Centre, but there isn't a way of sort of making teas and coffee, so if you can bring a flask with you and or maybe a bottle of water, then that would be great. So it starts at 11 and it's a 2-hour session, so 11 till 1. And with the Wildlife and Watercolour workshop, if you can take a look on our website, because you will need to book onto that one. The Sound Walk at the Scarlet Peninsula is being led by one of our fabulous volunteers called Jenny, and it is on Tuesday the 30th of April. It's a 2-hour walk starting at 11 o'clock. And you will walk around the Scarlet Peninsula and you will basically focus on all the different sounds that you can hear. I've been on one of Jenny's walks before and it's a really interesting experience, actually, because when you stop and focus your mind on specific sounds, it just makes all the other sort of thoughts leave your brain, and it's a very sort of relaxing and almost slightly like meditative experience, because you're just sort of focusing your brain on one of your senses. So it's a really interesting experience. Like I said, I've been on one of these before, and I'm coming along to this one because it's just a really interesting and different way to appreciate wildlife and your environment. And for that one, if you can go on to our website, so mwt.am/events, because you will need to book onto that one. For Manx Wildlife Trust members, it's £3, and then for non-members, it's £7.
And in many ways, that's really going to the heart or the basis of the Isle of Man with walking in the Scarlet Area. You're going right back in geological time.
Yeah, definitely. We did have another event taking place at Scarlet called Nature Rocks, which was a children's event. But unfortunately, I do believe that one has sold out. But if you are interested in sort of getting your children involved in these events, then take a look, because it might be that some people will back out or return tickets. So it's worth sort of getting in touch. Manx Wildlife Week offers a really good opportunity to learn all about the different bits of amazing wildlife we have on the island, but also it gives a chance to show you how people are trying to protect that wildlife and how they're trying to make a difference. So a couple of the events that we're organising are being led by members of staff, but the majority are actually being done by people out in the community or volunteers, and without them we wouldn't be able to do, you know, half the work that we do. And it just shows how much how big a difference we can make by the actions that we take at home. So I think that's a really lovely thing that comes from Manx Wildlife Week, is that it shows what differences we can all make, whether you work in conservation or you're doing it in your free time.
The Manx Wildlife Trust's community ranger, Hannah Phillips. And we'll also have an opportunity to join Hannah again next time as we look at events for the end of Manx Wildlife Week.
One of the events we'll be hearing about in the second weekend of Manx Wildlife Week will be taking place in St Thomas's Church in Douglas, and that'll be in association with an art installation that's in the church at the moment and will be there until the 12th of May. This is Luke Jerram's 6-metre diameter illuminated globe, Gaia, and was brought to the island for Earth Day, which was last Monday, the 22nd of April, by Net Zero Isle of Man. Head of Programme Delivery for Net Zero Isle of Man is Ali Lewin.
I was at a festival a couple of years ago called Blue Dot, and they had this gigantic floating Earth. So I saw it at Blue Dot, I thought, oh, that'd be fantastic for Earth Day. Did some research, found out that Jersey had got it over, this amazing art installation by Luke Jerram called Gaia, and they'd managed to get 30,000 people to visit. And I thought, well, if Jersey can do it, we can do it. So it was a little bit tougher than that, because we had to find a venue to fit this gigantic Earth. Mm-hmm. So we have been working on it for the past year. So I'm really pleased we managed to get it over the line with help from others to make it happen. So I think it's the interconnectedness, really, of Earth, and the fact that we're in a climate crisis as well as a biodiversity crisis, and nature is really calling for our help. And it's kind of knowing our place on Earth, and that even though we're a tiny island, we can make a difference, and we all need to pull together to help with this gigantic issue that's facing the whole planet and affecting us all. So if it sparks some ideas and some thoughts around actions that people can take, then that's what we would really like. Some of the things they can do around that are talking about climate change, talking about biodiversity crisis, and tell people how they're feeling about it. They can be more mindful about, you know, what they buy and consumption, because everything that people buy has an impact, regardless of where it's been bought from, how it's got here, who's made it, what it's made from, what people might do with it when they're finished. We don't want it to come waste. I think people underestimate the power that they have to make a positive difference, and collective action really does pay off. There's other things they can do by, like, being more mindful about the ways in which they travel, using your car less, using the boat instead of the plane. All these little things add up, but talking about it is probably one of the most powerful things you can do.
Ali Lewin, the head of programme delivery for Net Zero Isle of Man. And Luke Jerram's art installation, Gaia, complete with its own soundtrack composed by Dan Jones, can be seen until the 12th of May in St Thomas's Church in Douglas. It's free to view during the daytime, though donations are very welcome, but you will need to book a time slot in advance. Sessions of up to 45 minutes each are being offered Monday to Saturdays between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and on Sunday between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. There are also selected evening openings on Mondays, Tuesdays, Fridays and Saturdays generally between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. and there's a charge for the evening sessions of £3. They generally coincide with special music events in St Thomas's. You can also book a quiet session for low lighting and lower sound. You can book and you can find out all the information on the Net Zero Isle of Man website. That's www.netzero.im/Gaia. Net Zero is all one word and Gaia is spelt G-A-I-A. www.netzero.im/Gaia. Meanwhile, a rather different sort of event as part of Manx Wildlife Week is being organised by UNESCO Biosphere Isle of Man, and it'll be taking place this coming Tuesday, the 30th of April, at 7:30 p.m. in the Morton Hall in Castletown. It's a talk by the fourth Manx bard, Annie Kizik, and it's about the Manx cultural icon, Mona Nín Ghualish, Mona Douglas, and her connection with the environment. Annie's talk is entitled A Poet in the Landscape, Mona Douglas and Her Island Magic. Island Magic is the title of one of the collections of poems by Mona Douglas, but her connection with the landscape was a very visceral one, taking on the running of the Clarum, a hill farm not far from the family home of Tina Gary up at Ballarach above Laxey. Admission to that event in the Morton Hall in Castletown at 7:30 this Tuesday evening, the 30th of April, is free, and there'll be tea and biscuits after that talk by Annie Kizik, a poet in the landscape, Mona Douglas, and her island magic.
There's a concert to launch a book and CD, Christine Collister's Children of the Sea, on Saturday the 27th of April in the Centenary Centre in Peel at 8 o'clock. Christine will be singing the 9 new songs she's written based on Manx folklore and which make up the contents of the CD. The 48-page book contains the lyrics and background stories and notes. It's lavishly illustrated with the work of some of the island's artists, which will be projected onto the stage as Christine sings the 9 songs. And also at Saturday's launch show, there'll be the original artwork on display in the Athol Room, with many of the artists there themselves. And this is one of the songs.
He kept to himself, he was shy, he was free to fish for a living, to be one with the sea. Far out from the shore, with a splash of clear laughter, a mermaid came forth. Their love was instant, a beautiful song, a summer of sweetness that went on.
A Mermaid's Song from Christine Collister's book and CD, Children of the Sea. A Shenev Ocean Kermach Shorje Shachle. That's all from Shachle this time. So from me, Fiona McArdle, Vaughan, Fiona McArdle.
And from me, Bob Carswell, with thanks to Howard Kane and Siobhan Fletcher, as von Bean Robert Akarsalach, lesh Buista Howard Kane as Siobhan Fletcher.
Slen you.